94.7 The End.
Punks are running wild in the street.
The Radioactive Pit Stop.
You're kidding.
Like a boot in the face.
No, I'm not having fun at all.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy.
You want to go to the punk rock show?
Yeah, let's go to the punk rock show.
Filthy Phil's Radioactive Pit Stop on Alaska's Punk Authority. 94.7 The End. Punk as
Tonight we've got Keith Morris, lead singer from Black Flag Circle Jerks, and Now Off. How you doing tonight, Keith?
I'm okay. I was out on tour. We did a mini West Coast tour. We made it up to Vancouver, played some really amazing shows, had a great time, made a little bit of money, made enough money to pay my rent for a couple of months. My rent's not that expensive. I try to keep a very low overhead. But I'm a diabetic, and I pass through all of these different climates, and I actually held up really well on the tour. And then I get back to L.A., and the first thing that happens is I start coughing and sneezing and itchy eyes, runny nose, all of the stuff that you would associate with this time of year, stuff in the air. Plus, the air quality here in Los Angeles is horrible. I have a love-hate relationship with Los Angeles.
I can understand that. You know, yeah. What you need to do is you need to come up and visit Alaska. Since we have so few people, we have actual clean air.
And you have a lot of trees and snow, and the air is always crisp and clear and fresh. And I've got a question for you, because you're up there.
Okay.
And you go into a bar. You ever go into a bar? You rub elbows with Sarah Palin?
No, she's not the bar type, I hear. But
okay.
I did see her at Costco once.
Okay.
And you know, believe it or not, she doesn't carry an entourage around with her. It was just Sarah Palin walking through Costco. It was weird.
As she was walking through Costco, was she pushing a shopping cart?
No, I have no idea. I have very little interest in her, so
okay.
I have no idea what she was doing. She wasn't pushing a cart. I do recall that. I was eating a hot dog, and that was about as important of a thing happening for me right then and there was, you know, that hot dog. Not really her.
Okay.
Not really what she was up to.
Any other celebrity sightings up there?
You know, other people, you know, we do have a lot of people come up and do movies here, and a lot of my friends and acquaintances, you know, ran into like Drew Barrymore and stuff when she was up. She was doing a movie about whales up here, and so, you know, people were running into various people. The guy that plays, I don't know his real name, and you know, because you just threw it at me, but the guy that plays Jim Halpert on The Office. He was in that movie, and so people saw those guys around. They were in town for a couple months or so.
And did he bring his best friend Rob Halford along with him?
I don't think so.
And now when you say they were making a movie about whales, are you talking about the little country that's attached to the United Kingdom?
No. It's
I'm being facetious. I'm just trying to add a little bit of
fun to it.
Humor and fun, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what we're here for.
Oh, that's it. You know, if you can't have fun in life, what can you do?
So, you know, when you've got the let's get the party started time slot.
Oh, absolutely. 8 p.m. It's right.
We've got to get the party going here.
You know, it's time to have some good times.
Yeah.
Kicks in a word that can give me bigger memories. trials and tribulations no one's ever seen. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the fairies got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled in the dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes blue. My motto's always been, when it's right, well, we can fill the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
You started off because, I'm going to summarize real quick, because the details are really out there for everyone to see, you know, on the internet. You've gone through it before, but basically Off became because, you know, you're looking at doing a new Circle Jerks album. All the pieces weren't coming into place, and basically you and Dimitri Coates decided that, hey, you know, this can be its own thing. And is that a good summarization of it?
Well, the other three parts decided that they were going to make a decision that was going to leave me no choice but to quit the other band. Okay. You know, I got a phone call at 10:30 at night. I'm laying in bed watching a movie, enjoying myself. I'm relaxed, cool, calm, collected. And I get a phone call, and it's like, we've made a decision, and we know that you're going to quit the band over the decision, but we've made it anyways, that we're not working with Dimitri. And I said, you know what? In my anger, I said, of course I'm going to quit. Why would I stick around for any more of these crappy decisions? You know, and a half hour later, I realized I'm not going to quit a band that I helped create in the very beginning of in its inception. You know, I'm not walking away from that. I'm just going to do what everybody else in the band does. I'm going to go and I'm going to start another band, and I'm going to go out, and I'm just going to make this, I'm going to make this band schedule even more jumbled and chaotic.
Okay.
You know, there's a couple of cuss words that I want to use, but I won't use them because I know that you're on the radio and you could get in trouble.
And so. I can bleep them, sir.
You know, I won't say math. You know, four-letter words, I won't say math. I won't say love, dogs, cats. So the three other members of the other band that became a part-time band because one of the other members plays in another band that is a regular part of the Warp Tour. And they're so important that, you know, that supersedes anything else that's going on. I just got tired of basing my life around another band. And I'm not dissing them because their first album's pretty amazing.
You know, fair
that
enough.
That could be in the top 100 punk rock albums of all time. And that's How Could Hell Be Any Worse by Bad Religion. But and they're my friends, but it's like, you know, I can't base, I'm 55 years old. I've based half my life on their schedule, and I don't need to do that anymore. I've got a new band. Everybody loves us. We go out, we play, people show up. It's an amazing experience. We're getting all of these opportunities presented to us. I did an interview for another radio station earlier today. You might know them. They're called the BBC, which is the largest, probably one of the largest radio stations in the world.
And I am humbled.
Yes. And, you know, that wouldn't happen with my other band. So, hey, I'm taking advantage. You know, I'm being called a poser and a sellout, and I'm not punk rock or whatever you want to label it. And it's I really don't care because I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a great time. I'm talking to people that, you know, I might not normally have the opportunity to talk to. So why would I not want to do that?
I don't belong. I don't belong.
All right, we're back with Keith Morris, as you know, lead singer of Off, and he's here to discuss, just life in general, having fun, going out there playing music. And Keith, real quick before we get into anything real deep, how did you come up with the name Off?
Well, I'm constantly answering inquiries on Facebook, and a lot of these little blurbs, these little writing things are, oh, off. It's an insect repellent, just like Black Flag. And what I need to do is discount that and let the listeners that are interested in this know that off might be on a list of bug repellents, insecticides like Black Flag, but neither names have anything to do with killing little critters, little creatures. See, Black Flag is the flag of anarchy. If you see, now I'm going to put in a blurb for a friend of mine, Johnny Depp, has been playing a pirate character based on Keith Richards, the guitar player from the Rolling Stones. And now that I've started to talk about Pirates of the Caribbean, we're talking about pirates. And what kind of a flag do they wave? It's like when you see their flag coming, you better get out of their way because they're going to blow you out of the water. Off is we're going to the party and we're going to go off. You know, we're going to the dark party. It's time to get off. It's Friday evening at 5 o'clock. You've worked your work week. You've worked, put in your 40 hours. 5 o'clock, big arm hits 12, small arms on 5, time to go. Boss shows up and says, oh, no, 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 you're not leaving yet. There's more work for you to do. And now you start thinking, could you just get off my back?
Wings over in the world.
Filthy Phil's Radioactive Pit Stop.
You mentioned earlier how people like trying to accuse you of poser and things like that. And I can relate because I catch that, you know, trying to promote this show, because this show is about playing various punk rock. And, you know, since I'm on a large transmitter now, I get called.
But Phil, you're using a label when you say punk rock.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
And earlier we talked about Blink 182 and some of these bands that profess to be a certain thing and they're not.
Well, you know, Keith, for me,
I'm not punk rock.
I understand, but
I'm very angry and I'm upset. You know, we live in America. We were talking about Sarah Palin. You know, it's like we have all of these different situations that are happening, and it's just things should be getting better. We're one of the greatest nations in the world, and it's like we're allowing all of these really crappy things to take place and some really bad situations to go down. And we're better than that. We shouldn't be allowing these things to happen.
Absolutely.
You know, we should be, as a group of people, we shouldn't be arguing and fighting amongst ourselves. There should be a common goal, you know, and it's we're just constantly being beaten down. It's like all the people with all of the money know how to use it and know how to like brainwash people and, you know how to pull the strings, and they're only happy when we're purchasing their products. You know, and there's nothing wrong with purchasing products. You know, we got to do that every now and then, but it's kind of they have this mentality. Well, you've got to do that.
You buy it or we crush you, kind of attitude.
Right.
You know, the labels for me have a different meaning. They're strictly a way of saying, hey, it's in the sound profile, and you know, and that's just what it is for me. Personally, and I get a little bit offended when I get called. You know, I get offended when you get called. You know, a poser or a sellout. And it's just like, no, you know, I mean, aren't you just doing what you want to do?
That's exactly. You just hit the nail right on the head. You know, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a blast. We have a song called Blast. You know, and that was originally supposed to be the last song. Or the second to last song on the Circle Jerks album, where I was kind of hitting the last nail into the coffin, giving some kind of finality to the Circle Jerks. Like, we've been doing this for 30 years, and we're just kind of spinning our wheels. And here we are. We're in a creative mode. It's difficult to get me to get excited about a bunch of guys who are older and the energy level is kind of diminished, and a certain mentality, a prevailing mentality of, well, we're cool, we're who we are, and we can do whatever we want to do, and people will like it, people will love it, people will buy it. And I just think that that's a really horrendous attitude to mentality to, you know, adhere to. And that was part of the reason why I don't miss my other band. You know, they keep coming back to me, well, we've got offers to play these shows, we've got offers to do all of this stuff, are we going to make another album? And it's like, you know what? I can't say yes or no. You know, maybe 6 months from now, maybe a year from now, maybe 3 years from now, I might get excited about getting in a room with you guys. But right now, I got a whole new group of guys that I'm playing with. And you know what? I'm having fun. For the first time in years, I'm having fun being in a band, learning about other people's personalities, and, oh, okay, here's the guy eating the burrito and, like, passing gas in the van, and we're in freezing cold weather knowing that, you know, we're not going to roll the windows down because it's so cold outside, you know, like, ha, 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 you know. Here's that teenage mentality, but, you know, that's just part of it.
Filthy Phil's Radioactive Pit Stop is back. We've got Keith Morris on the phone. He's talking to us about his new band, Off. Now, Keith, y'all originally started off with vinyls. You know, it was four 7-inch EPs. Got tied into a box set, released, I believe, December 14th, if memory serves correctly. And I didn't think it was going to come out in CD form, but I believe you did somewhere around February. Do you think in the future that we're going to be seeing mainly vinyls coming from Off?
Well, there are all these different formats. There's the MP3, too. You know, there's people that were wondering when is it going to come out on all of the internet stores, the iTunes and all of those people. You know, there's what, 7 or 8 different ones. I don't pay attention to that or keep up with that because the only music that I purchase online is if I find something that I want to buy on eBay.
Yeah, something rare.
I want something that I can hold in my hands. I burned out on the CD, but we released it on cassette. You know, we actually had people chiming in, when are you going to release it on 8-track? I mean, there are a few 8-track players out there.
Wow.
But, you know, then there would be the reel-to-reel and...
But you can only do, but you can only really do so much. All those formats cost money, and you know.
Well, and I believe we'll eventually release it as a 12-inch, like an album.
I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. I don't want more. Sitting here like a loaded gun. I'm waiting to go off. I got nothing to do but shoot my mouth off. So gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more.
While we're talking about vinyl, you just released a 7-inch single, and it's 2 pretty obscure cover tunes. How did that come about?
Well, we were going on tour with a band called Trash Talk.
Love those guys, by the way.
And we, in our conversation with them, decided that we were going to put out a split 7-inch. And they had already covered an old soul tune, you know, which I thought was brilliant because normally what would we do? We'd do some punk rock covers or, you know, something like that.
Which honestly doesn't sound that exciting. You
know? No, because it's been, that's a format that's been beaten into the ground. You know, that idea is come and gone and passed and, you know, let somebody else do that. Anyways, they'd already covered the song, and they'd already recorded it. So it was up to us to come up with something similar. And we had listened to Isaac Hayes and Curtis Mayfield. I listened to Sly and the Family Stone and who else? Swamp Dog wanted to do Total Destruction to Your Mind, but that had already been done. And I do a online radio show, and I occasionally play a track called Compared to What by a couple of gentlemen who are jazzbos who perform this live version at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland.
Okay, nice. I'm aware of that.
The name of the track is called Compared to What. And I believe it was from about 1967, somewhere around then. And I loved the song. And so I said, why don't we do this? And Dimitri listened to it and came up with a guitar line. And we trimmed, I believe, two or three verses. We cut it. We basically took an eight-minute song and trimmed it down to about a minute and a half.
Well, you know, because anything more than a minute and a half just wouldn't be an off song, would it?
Well, there will come a point in time where we will expand. You know, there are no rules. We're a band that's in its infancy. You know, we've only been a band. We've only been playing as a band for a little over a year. Maybe a year and March, April, May.
And that's not, and that was before,
like,
you know,
14 months.
Yeah, that's way before we were, well before we were even aware that that was happening, really.
Phil's Radioactive Pit Stop.
You've got some big tours. You've got some big stages coming up. Soundwave is one of them. But also, you hit a show down in the Oakland area. It's a place called 924 Gilman with a buddy of mine, a guy named Mike, recently. you're doing both small and big stages. Do you have a preference?
I like the smaller stage. I like a smaller room. I like a room where, you know, we can, like, reach out and, like, touch the audience rather than being like, we played Coachella, and that's one of the biggest music festivals in the world.
It got rated as one of the top 10 recently, actually, one of the top 10 music festivals in the world.
So, and yeah. There weren't, when it came to the rock action, there weren't very many, like, rock and roll bands. There weren't very many, like, loud, in-your-face type of bands. And they don't normally allow bands like us to play, but my friend Paul Tolette, who is the main guy at Golden Voice, who are one of the biggest music promoters in Southern California and in the world, had read our Pitchfork review. And normally, bands like us, not only do we not get written up in blogs like Pitchfork, but we don't play festivals like Coachella. If you look at the makeup of Coachella, there's a lot of dance, there's a lot of hip shaking, there's not a lot of, like, jumping around kind of music.
Sounds like a great thing to do then, really. It's outside the box.
Paul had read our review on Pitchfork, and our booking agent apparently caught him right after he'd read the review and said, you have room for off on your schedule, you know, your roster over at Coachella. And Paul said, you know what, I'll get back to you in 5 minutes with the deal. That's how fast it went down. And we played in front of about 5,000-6,000 people. Everybody was excited. Paul watched us. He couldn't believe it. He was in awe. His comment to our friend Gary Tovar, who is the guy who started Golden Voice, was that Keith still has it. Keith still, like, brings it. You know, and when I thanked Paul for allowing us to perform, he said, you know, I loved what you guys did. You know, and that's a great pat on the back. That's good for the ego. That's good to know.
It makes you feel good because, really, you're just doing this from the heart.
Well, our thing is that we don't want to, like, limit ourselves.
Go to bed. everything so nice and pretty. All the people look the same. Don't they know they're so damn late? There she goes. Everything so nice and pretty, and all the people, they look the same, but don't they know they're so damn lame?
Filthy Phil's Radioactive Pit Stop.
Getting back to the punk rock label, we're not punk rock. We're just a loud, aggressive band. And we want to be in a position where if we want to play with punk rock bands, we'll play with punk rock bands. If we want to play with hardcore bands, we'll play with hardcore bands. If we want to play with foxcore bands, we'll play with foxcore bands. If we want to play with grindcore bands, we'll play with grindcore bands. If we want to play with... You know, we, on Coachella, we were the same day as PJ Harvey and Best Coast and Duran Duran and The Strokes and Kanye West. Let's mix it up, you know? Let's play with a lot of color rather than just black and white.
Well, you know, if everything was the same in this world, we'd be pretty bored, I would think, you know?
Well, I've been playing music for over 30 years, and I get stuck having played with the bands that I've played with, doing what we call the punk rock marathon, where you pull up and you're playing with five or six other bands, and they're all doing the same thing. And it's like, are you kidding? Come on now. You know, so we want to play with Neon Indian. We want to play with No Age, and we want to play with Deer Hunter. You know, we play with the Black Lips and the Villa 666.
You're playing with everything you want to.
Well, why should we limit ourselves? We're a new band. Like I said, we're in our infancy. We should just go out there and we can crawl and run and walk and talk with all of the different people that we want to and not just be placed in, this is what they are. You know, we get this... I get flack from these people that say, well, oh, you play with No Age in the Soft Pack, and you like Deer Hunter, and that's not punk rock. And it's like, well, yeah, I guess I failed to read the list of things to do today to be a certain way and be a certain thing.
Well, for me, you know, I'm acquainted with a few people, and there's a certain band out of the UK that I'm acquainted with, and, you know, when we get in the van at the end of the show, we listen to country music, you know, because we just, that's what the band wants to listen to, just relax and listen to some, you know. So this whole concept of, you know, you have to do this to be that, it's kind of to me, if, you know, from my opinion, whatever that matters.
Right, well, you know, what happened was I failed to go down the list of this is what you have to do to be a certain thing. To be a certain way. And one of the things that I found with a lot of these people that are associated with this is you would think that the whole idea was supposed to be about freedom.
bury your little cute face right in the dirt.
Filthy Phil's Radioactive Pit Stop.
You know, I read a thing about the Rolling Stones, and the one of the guys in the band said, "We're not railing against parents and the authorities. We just want to be free." You know, and what's wrong with freedom? And that was the whole idea. I mean, you go back to Black Flag, which was one of the bands that I helped put together. And we didn't look like we were, you know, we didn't look like the Sex Pistols or the Clash. And I'm not dissing those bands because I love those bands. I've seen those bands. I've got, like, their records, and I love their records, and their music is amazing. But we don't look like them. We come from Southern California. We're just a bunch of ho-dads and beach bum burnouts and nerdy next-door neighbor guys. You know, we're the guys that got picked last in PE. We're the guys that got picked on in high school. We're the guys that got a tray full of food at the cafeteria during lunchtime, and somebody managed to stick their foot out and trip us and spill all of our food all over the floor. You know, so we're just getting back at all of those people.
I got a quick question for you. You know, if there was like a, you know, each song has their own meaning, obviously, but if there's an overall theme, an overall, you know, message that as a band that you would want to take to people, what would that particular message be?
Stay on top of things. Be aware of what's going on around you. But ultimately, you know, because we're the lyrical content is pretty grueling and pretty in your face. Also, lighten up and shake your shoulders, shake your hips. Get loose and have a good time.
All right. Now, I've got to ask you before I let you go, because I don't want to keep you all night. I'm sure you've got all kinds of fun stuff to go out and enjoy in L.A. on this. Well, it's beautiful up here. I'm hoping it's beautiful down there. What kind of new material are we looking at in the near future?
Well, actually, Dimitri and I have been going back and forth about getting together to start writing some new material. But like I said, we're in our infancy. You know, and I've been in bands where we've toured on recordings for years and years and years and years, and people still want to come and see us. So we don't want to necessarily become one of these bands that's part of the grind, you know, part of the, well, we got to do it now, because if we do, then our guarantees go up and we can go out and we can tour some more. And, you know, it's like we're just playing all of this by ear. There's no battle plan. There's no map. There's no manager saying, well, you've got to do this to get to there, to be this and become that and be all about all of this other stuff. It's just, we're just doing it. And I constantly write lyrics. I'm a firm believer of the Dee Boone, who is the guitar player and vocalist of a band called the Minutemen, who would just scribble something down on a piece of paper and go back to it later on, and that whatever he scribbled on the piece of paper, the chicken scratch or the hieroglyphics or whatever you want to call it, could become a line in a song. You know, a whole set of lyrics could be based on a little blurb. You know, it's like whatever you read or whatever you hear on television, or, you know, whatever music you're listening to, you might hear a certain vocalist say something. You know, it's all been said and done before, so it's just a matter of putting your own personality into it.
Well, Keith, I appreciate you taking the time to, you know, talk to me, because I'm the little guy up in the big state with not very many people in it. So it really did mean, it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the listeners here in Anchorage, Alaska, to, you know, have you take some time and just talk with us and say, hey. And of course, I want to invite you up anytime you want to come up here. I promise you some of the best hospitality you've ever seen in your entire life.
Okay.
There you have it, my conversation with Keith Morris. His brand new band, Off, you got to hear a bunch of that music, and we hit some of his older work as well, from Black Flag and Circle Jerks. Check out Filthy Phil's Radioactive Pit Stop every Saturday night, 8 p.m. on Alaska's Rock Alternative, 94.7 The End. Hit us up on the Facebook page, and that's where you're going to find links to interesting news in the podcast, so check that out. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week.